I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Joining us right now, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, John Feinstein. He's brought to you by Golfdom. They have what you need to get ready for 2022. Get custom fit for clubs today or get your cold weather gear for the cool but sunny days ahead. Golfdom, conveniently located near Tyson's Mall or at golfdomgolf.com. Golfdom, live the game. Good morning, John.
Morning, fellas. How's everybody?
Sorry for having you late, but we got carried away with our parlay where we could win $67,000.
I wasn't even going to bring it up. You guys know how I feel about gambling.
Yeah, I know. You don't like to talk about it.
Well, I don't mind you guys talking about it, but, you know, you were late to getting to me because you got caught up in it, and it's not a big deal, you know, but I wasn't going to bring it up.
One thing we can bring up.
It's not my problem, it's yours.
The struggling Maryland Terrapins and struggling Georgetown Hoyas.
Yeah.
Locally, I mean, GW's not doing very good as well. A lot of teams struggling here, but let's focus on the Hoyas and Terrapins. How do you see this thing playing out for these two teams?
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about it last night while I was watching the Georgetown game. They didn't play horribly, but they played well enough to lose soundly. You know, there was never a point in that game where I said, oh my God, Georgetown might win. They started poorly, as teams will do. They rallied back, got close, and then fell back. And lost by 8. They've got real issues. I mean, they've had players, important players, have left last year, even after they won the Big East tournament through the transfer portal. I think we talked about this last week. I am not a big fan of coaches trashing their players in public. And Ewing did that after they got blown out by Marquette a couple weeks ago. And when I hear a coach do this, I'm sitting there going, well, who recruited the players? Who's responsible for coaching the players to get them to play hard, to get them to play smart? You know, you never heard Dean Smith or Mike Krzyzewski or Gary Williams throw their players under the bus. Now, Bob Knight did it. Bob Knight did it, and I cringed when he did because Bob Knight never believed he lost a game. And I'm talking about great coaches here. And so it was always on the players. And you can bet that Gary and Dean and Mike blasted their players in private. Mm-hmm. But you don't do it in public. You just don't. And that shows me that something's awry in the Georgetown program. And maybe it's time to just say, okay, you know, and Patrick referenced Big John Thompson and how he wouldn't have tolerated this sort of thing. Well, why is Patrick tolerating it? So it might be time to move on to a new era. I mean, Georgetown has been dominated by John Thompson since he got there in 1973. It's now 2022. So we're talking almost 50 years. Four coaches, John, Craig Escherich, John III, and Patrick, all from the John Thompson coaching family. Maybe it's time to go outside. And maybe. And we'll see how they finish the season. And with Maryland, it's becoming apparent to me anyway, and probably to others, that Danny Manning is not going to get the job. I'm a big Danny Manning fan. I've known him since he was a freshman at Kansas, and I think he's a good guy. But they're going to try to go after some kind of big name. And I just hope they don't make a mistake and listen to some of their fans and go after a guy like Rick Pitino. Right. Ed Cooley is speaking of last night, would be a terrific hire. There are others. Ryan Odom would be a terrific hire. Or they could go out of the box and hire someone who's not famous but is a real good coach. And there are guys like that. Lavelle Moten at North Carolina Central is a great coach. They're not going to hire him, but it would be good. It would be a guy like that would be a good hire.
I think I told you last week I was going to go to the Notre Dame Howard game, and I did. And I was just
It was great, wasn't it?
Were you there?
No, I did. Oh, okay. I chickened out because of the snow. To be honest with you, I watched it on TV. But I remember the atmosphere a few years ago when Harvard played there on Martin Luther King Day, and it was great to see the place sold out, and Howard played really well, and I loved it.
It was fun to be there. It felt like a real big high school game, just in terms, obviously the talent was better, but just because of how close you were to the court and how small the gym was, it was
I love Bird Gym.
I
love going to games there.
I had never been there, John. It was awesome
atmosphere. Oh, really?
I'd never been there. It was my first time.
Yeah, no, when it's sold out, it's a great atmosphere. It only seats about 4,000. It's an old place.
Yeah.
Opened in, I want to say, 64. The PA guy is always part of the entertainment. Glad you went.
And I thought, I didn't expect the game to be that close. Howard's defense was really good on the ball. I mean, they caused a lot of problems, obviously.
Yep.
You watch that. And I thought that was great for Kenny Blakeney. He's a friend of mine. And I just think it was only positive things for him and his program to play Mike that tough on national
TV. Yeah, no, well, Kenny has done a very good job since he took over. A lot of it's been unseen because they were really bad the first year because they lost. Everybody left.
Right.
When he got hired, as happens with coaching changes. And then last year they had a chance to be decent, and they got their season shut down after five games. I felt for years that Howard has a chance to really be a good athletic program because it's such a great school academically, because of where it's located, because of its history. And I think Kenny's got a chance to make it a real factor in the MEAC.
All right, let's move on to the NFL playoffs, my friend.
The playoffs are going on. Okay.
They are going on. I'm not sure how many of the games you're going to watch, but I assume you'll watch a couple. What matchup intrigues you the most out of the four?
Well, I think San Francisco-Green Bay is intriguing. The NFL always loves to play games at night in the cold weather venues. They pray for snow. Forget how it affects the fans or the players. They want it to look good on TV. Which it does when it snows. I don't know how healthy Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be. If he struggles the way he did in the fourth quarter in Dallas, they're going to get blown out. If they can run the ball on the Packers, and teams have been able to run the ball this year, then they've got a chance. And, I would love to see the 49ers win. I've never been a huge fan of Kyle Shanahan dating to his days here, but he's a good coach. I've always liked to. I'm so old, guys, that I remember when I was a little kid. I mean, under 10, when I first fell in love with sports in the NFL, I would watch the second game of the doubleheader on CBS. Always seemed to be at the 49ers when they were playing in Kezar Stadium.
Oh.
So I have memories of them going back to John Brody and Steve Spurrier being the quarterbacks and stuff like that. So I've always had kind of a warm spot in my heart for the 49ers. I don't have a warm spot in my heart for Aaron Rodgers, to be honest. I mean, he's a great player. No debating that. But the way he handled the whole COVID situation and his whole approach to the world in the last year, dating back to his publicly trashing his general manager and things like that, not a big fan. Bengals Titans intrigues me because I just don't think people have given the Titans the credit for doing what they did without Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. And now if Henry is healthy, if Henry can, it's really Derrick Henry coming back, I think they've got a hell of a chance to go to the Super Bowl playing at home, all the way.
I was going to say real quick, Cakes, Mike Holmgren had a really good record against San Francisco when he had Favre. That 98 game when Terrell Owens had the great catch, he lost that game. But he did pretty well against San Francisco. But Mike McCarthy didn't, and Aaron Rodgers has not. Aaron Rodgers has never beaten San Francisco in the playoffs. He's 0-3. I just think this is a massive game for Rodgers.
Well, that's a good point because, with all of the kudos he's gotten as a player, he's going to probably win another MVP this year. I think it's always unfair to use the phrase only one Super Bowl, but given the rest of his resume, a second Super Bowl would be important for him in terms of his legacy. I mean, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame and all. We know that. But I still think two is different than one in terms of championships in any sport. And he hasn't gotten back to a second Super Bowl. Ben Roethlisberger went to three. And Rodgers has only been to one. So I agree with you. I think this is a huge game for him, just as last week was a huge game for the Cowboys. And by the way, you see how hard the NFL came down on Dak Prescott for saying it was okay to throw stuff at the officials? $25,000, like finding you or me $25.
Right. Right. Well, how about...
I mean, that typical NFL.
How about the Nets assistant only got fined $10,000 for deflecting a pass in a game?
He wasn't suspended, was he?
No,
I don't think so.
How can he not be suspended?
How can the referees not call it in a game?
I know. I mean, you affected a game, and it was a 1-point game, as it turned out.
Yep.
He should have been suspended for sure.
John, getting back to the NFL for just a second, it's revisionist history, I know, but a lot of people are bringing up the fact that Shanahan, LaFleur, and McVay were all on the same staff here in Washington together. How can you let all that talent...
Yeah, I posted a big puff piece on Shanahan this week.
Right. So how can you let all that talent escape and keep Jay Gruden? I've been guilty of that, especially with McVay. Is it fair to rehash that with the success that they've had?
You know, when guys get a chance to get promoted... they're going to leave. Why would McVay not leave for a head coaching job? And Gruden, by the way, talk about rewriting history. Gruden was not a terrible coach. I mean, he wasn't Jim Zorn by any stretch. I mean, was he great? Was he as good as his brother was? No, but he wasn't terrible. And the thing you got to remember with any Washington coach of this century, whether it's Mike Shanahan or going back to Marty. Marty Schottenheimer, thank you, or Spurrier, or anybody else you want to bring up. Ron Rivera now. Rivera less because Snyder is finally staying out of the way, largely because the league has told him to stay out of the way. But they've all been coaching with one hand tied behind their back because of the owner. You know, they've never had a real general manager in these 20 years. I mean, a real general manager in the sense that somebody who can make a difference in terms of the personnel on the team. They should have made Doug Williams the general manager a few years back. You guys know I have a bias for Doug, but they never gave him a chance. And so you can't really, I don't think it's fair to judge any Washington coach just on his record because of who he had to work for or has to work for.
Well, that's another team we were talking about. We were talking about who needs to win this week and who needs to advance to the Super Bowl. I think there's a lot of pressure on McVay just because of everything they gave up to get.
Right, and who they brought in, you're right.
Right, they gave up multiple number ones. They obviously traded Goff in the deal, but Stafford has one playoff win, and everyone always thought he was the guy. You know, if he was in a better situation, he could win. Well, now he's in a better situation with a great coach and more weapons, but he's got to go play Tom Brady.
Yeah, no, and by the way, I mean, Jerry Brewer wrote a really good column earlier this week. I don't know if you saw it about, quote, Super Wild Card Weekend, which the NFL dubbed it because, you know, they've got extra games now. And four of the six games were duds, you know, were blowouts in the first half. And the Cincinnati game had that controversial call when I don't know about you guys, I was watching and I heard the whistle clearly.
Yeah.
Burrow was not out of bounds.
No, he wasn't.
But I heard the whistle clearly before. I thought it was before he threw the ball, much less before it was caught. So you had that, and then of course the way the Cowboys game ended with all the Cowboy people whining when it was the Cowboys that screwed up. The Cowboys screwed up the whole game. 14 penalties?
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy is not a good coach.
They had more.
He won a Super Bowl because he had Aaron Rodgers, and now he has Dak Prescott. But did you guys watch Hard Knocks this summer at all?
Yes.
I watched, I don't know how you felt, Jason, but I watched a fair amount of it, and I came away with the notion that Mike McCarthy's a boob.
Correct.
You know, and I don't know, Jerry Jones, somewhat to his credit, is very slow to fire people, but he needs to fire And he needs to fire himself as a general manager because even though they've had some high draft picks and they've done well with those picks, they haven't produced a championship. But anyway, you're right, Jason, back to your original point to me about Sean McVay, because they traded away their future to get all these guys for this year. Mm-hmm. And they played well against the Cardinals, and we'll see if that's a start or if that was just the Cardinals. And the test will come, obviously, against Brady.
Yeah, McCarthy has that kind of country bumpkinish look and sound to him. I don't think he's from the country. I think he's from Pittsburgh, but he does have that.
Yeah, he is from Pittsburgh.
He has that look, you know, the guy sitting at the end of the bar drinking a draft beer and just...
Yeah, his response to almost anything is, I blank.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's a horrible coach.
You need to come up with more. And you could say, well, he's better in the meeting rooms. Well, for better or worse, they show the meeting rooms during Hard Knocks, and he didn't exactly blow me away.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, John.
Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend. I'm going to Army-Navy basketball tomorrow, fellas.
Oh, very
nice.
Good.
Have fun.
There's a game worth spending some time with.
Because tell Pete Medhurst we said hi.
I will tell Pete Medhurst you said hi. He does a great job with Navy.
He does.
See you guys.
See you, man.
Thanks, John.
Best-selling author John Feinstein. Not a fan of the Junkies Weekend Parlay.
But not a fan of Mike McCarthy.
Win 67 grand.
That's my guy.
All right, when we come back, let's dive into the four matchups and who we think is going to advance. We can open up the phone lines, too, at 800-636-1067. Do you think there's going to be an upset this weekend? Who do you think it's going to be? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on a Football Friday presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. Four big games coming up this weekend, and we want to hear from you at 800-636-1067. What do you expect from the divisional round of the playoffs, and who do you think may pull off an upset? Let's go through the games real quick before we get to the phone calls, and we can do them in order if you like.
Okay.
Of course, start off with the Bengals against the Titans. Cakes has already said in his Junkies Weekend Parlay, he likes the Bengals' weapons more. He likes Burrow better. He likes Chase better. He likes Mixon better than Derrick Henry, who we don't know how healthy he is.
Not like don't get me wrong. When Derrick Henry's at full strength,
he's the best in the game.
I mean, he's a mega stud. He's a monster. But I just don't know how. I need to see it first coming off the injury before I buy into it's the Derrick Henry that's going to rush for 2,000 yards in a season type of Derrick.
You'll
Henry.
Know in the first quarter if he's 100%.
Absolutely. We'll see what his workload is like. We'll see if they're easing other guys in. And, you know, I just don't expect him to be the guy to carry the entire offense. But maybe the Titans are like, hey, you know what? This is the guy that brought us here until he got injured. We need to ride him. We're just going to ride him hard, and he's held up through practice. He's just going to have to hold up through the game.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the mindset. Because, I mean, if you don't win this game, then you're not playing games again for 7.5-8 months. Got to win this one.
The thing about them is, you know, they've played pretty well in that stadium. Vrabel is a really good coach. He's got a great reputation. He's had winning seasons in all four of his years. He's been to the playoffs now 3 consecutive years. He's got some pretty good weapons, too, and especially when you mention Henry. And then, you know, A.J. Brown and Julio, if they're ready to go. I just – Tannehill's going to have to make some plays, but I think they can.
I'm looking at their schedule. So, obviously, this was without Derrick Henry. And they had a little tough stretch there where they lost to the Browns and the Jets. And after that, they lost only two times in their final seven games with a team that wasn't at full strength. They lost to the Packers by a field goal. And they lost to the Bears on the road by a field goal. I think that they get disrespected. Week off, they're the number one seed. They had 12 wins this year.
Yeah.
12 wins. The Bengals, good season for them, but they were 10-17. I mean, if you actually go through the Bengals' schedule, it doesn't blow you away. It's not like they ever ripped off like six straight wins or anything. Kind of up and down. So I think the Titans take care of business here and they get to the AFC Championship.
I just
game.
Feel like Burrow is ascending, and Tannehill's just kind of, I don't know, he just seems kind of flatlining to me.
But Burrow throw it to the other team too.
True. And if that pass rush for Tennessee is dialed up, it could cause pressure, you know, and problems for Burrow throughout the game. But I'm going to bet on who I think is a better quarterback. I'm betting on Burrow and company.
Cakes, but Cakes, you're Mr. QBs don't bring you wins. You can't count the wins.
No, I've never said they don't contribute to wins. I just think hanging a win on a quarterback if they played a mediocre to poor game and giving him credit for the win, I think is just misguided. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Burrow's been amazing, but he's going to have to be lights out because I just think that people just forget about the Titans because, A, Derrick Henry's gone. They play in a smaller market, and they don't have a huge fan base. Their defense only gives up 20 points a game. They only average 10 yards less rushing a game without Henry. They got a great offensive line, and they take care of the ball. They don't turn the ball over. I mean,
Jeffrey Simmons and Bud Dupree on the defensive side.
I mean, they're very solid all the way around.
If they come out and just blow the doors off Cincy and win 34-10 and send Cincy back to Cincinnati with a loss, I will eat all the crow.
By the way,
I don't believe in them that much.
We're going to know about our parlay tomorrow at about 7 p.m.
Yes.
I think I went through the Bengals schedule, not the Titans schedule. The Titans actually won their last three games, not fully loaded.
Yeah.
Niners, Dolphins, Texans. All right.
Well, look, Vrabel.
Beat up on some poopy teams.
Vrabel is 23-10 in his last 2 years. Now, granted, he had Henry last year and had a great year, but he had an injured Henry this year. And Tannehill threw 54 touchdowns in the last 2 years. You know, it's not like he's just a game manager. I know he's probably dubbed that, but he made some big plays. He had four touchdowns in that last game against Houston this past regular season when they couldn't really run the ball.
Now, this year wasn't as good as the previous two seasons for him. 21 touchdowns, 14 picks, because one of the things that he really did the previous two seasons is he took care of the ball.
Like,
the two seasons before, in 19 and 20, he combined for just 13 interceptions. This year he had 14.
Yeah, and he had four in that game against Houston.
He was
really bad in that first game against Houston.
I like the Titans. Seems like Jason likes the Titans.
I like
Cakes
the Titans,
likes the Bengals. All right, so you got 49ers, Packers. I think we're probably all on the Packers side, right?
Yeah, I'm not picking an upset here. I think
I think that the Packers are the play.
I don't think it's going to be easy for the Packers to win. I think if they can somehow neutralize that Niners rushing attack, which is easier said than done now that Debo is a real part of it and has been for like the last eight or nine games, it's tough, man. Those multiple looks they throw at you and that they run out of, it's tough to defend. It's tough to stop. But I think the Packers can do it, and they clearly have an edge at quarterback.
So that's an 8:15 game
on Saturday.
And by the way,
it looks like Bosa's going to go.
Yes.
He was a full participant yesterday in practice. He hadn't been cleared yet to go, but I think he will be because they realize that he needs to be there if they're going to beat Aaron Rodgers.
So those are your Saturday games. Sunday, first game is 3 o'clock. The Rams head to Tampa to take on the defending Super Bowl champs. The Buccaneers have issues on the offensive line. We don't know if their right tackle or their center are going to play, how healthy they are, if they're going to play. Talking about this earlier, Jason, I'm kind of with you. I feel like the Rams can do it. They did it earlier in the season. I probably shouldn't bet against Brady in the playoffs, especially
probably
at home.
Not.
But look, this Tampa Bay team lost Godwin this year at wide receiver, lost Antonio Brown. So they do have Mike Evans in terms of their top receivers. But You got Jalen Ramsey on the other side, I think can neutralize Mike Evans. So Gronk is going to be a factor. Hawksworth bet on Gronk finding the end zone, but I feel like, I mean, Stafford did it earlier in the season, threw a bunch of touchdowns against this Buccaneers defense. I don't see why he can't do it again.
Another disadvantage for the Rams is if you get anywhere close to Brady and you breathe on him wrong, they're going to throw a flag like they did in the game against the Eagles. I can't remember which defender hit him, but basically hit him on his
right,
like hip, like his hip area,
yeah,
maybe his upper leg, and his knee buckled a little bit, and the ref saw it and threw a flag. So they've got to be super careful if they get in on Brady not to pick up that 15-yard penalty, because you know how the refs are going to try to protect him when he's in the pocket.
Yeah, that was,
so that's just another thing that's in the back of their minds facing Brady and company.
That was Derek Barnett. I remember
Barnett,
the play.
Okay, yeah.
And remember Barnett reached out to help him out real quick.
He did everything he could.
It was just funny. He probably knew he was going to get flagged. Right. That's why he reached out.
No, he hit him, but he like held up.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I thought it was a bad call.
Like he didn't like,
he hit him like
wasn't
halfway,
a real hit.
Yeah,
stuck out his hand.
He did everything he could to not hurt
Tom Brady. He bumped into him more so than he hit him.
Well, look, they protect the quarterbacks more than ever, and they certainly will protect Tom Brady. I just think that if they're having issues on the offensive line like Tampa is, Aaron Donald and Von Miller and all those guys and Leonard Floyd, they've got to go out and beat him up a little bit, and they've got to take advantage of that. So I think they can, but I don't know why I'm betting against Tom Brady. He's got 35 playoff wins.
I'm right there with you, Jason.
But I am. I'm taking the Rams in Tampa Bay.
And final game is 6:30 on CBS. The Bills take on the Chiefs. Everybody in the media seems to be pushing towards Buffalo to pull off an upset here. They looked amazing last week. I'm going to go with the Chiefs at home. Didn't they win 9 of their last 10 games?
Yeah, they were pretty hot. They put it together. Remember earlier in the year, we were kind of killing them because Mahomes was turning the ball over, making stupid plays. He certainly did it against Washington.
And their defense was dreadful, too, in the first half of the season.
Defense wasn't very good, but then they just got on a roll, starting with that Giant game. And that was back in October. And the only game they lost from October to the end of the year was that Bengal game in Cincinnati.
They were 3-4 at one point.
Yes.
And they finished 12-5.
It's hard to bet against Mahomes at home, but look. This is going to be a tight game. It'll probably go down to the last possession.
Let's go to the phone.
I just like Mahomes to Kelce about 10 times, Cakes. And he's, of course, going to use Hill. But I just think he's got great weapons there and the home field advantage.
Let's go to our boy Cowboy Todd. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. What's your take on the divisional round? Do you think there can be an upset? What's up, Todd?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, I think it's going to be a way team victory weekend. I just think the Bengals
like
are going to take over. Yeah, Bengals. I think San Francisco's defense is just going to hold them in check. The Rams, I just figure they're just going to beat up Tom Brady. And then I just think the Bills are going to upset KC. So it's a way team victory this weekend.
So you think all the road teams are going to win?
Yep. Yeah, that's my bet. That's my tingle.
You know that's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know how to explain it.
I'd love to know when the last time that's happened, when in the divisional round the road teams went 4-0. I'd have to go back and do the research.
Let me guess. Never.
I don't know.
Probably never.
I don't know about never. I'd like to go see the last time that's happened, if it's ever happened.
But no, that's my take. I think it is. And fellas, y'all have a great weekend. Bit season out.
Thank you, Cowboy Todd.
That's a bitty. That's a bitty out.
Todd.
Let's go to Earl in Laurel. Earl, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
It's fine. Morning, fellas.
What's up?
Thank you very much for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
I got the San Francisco 49ers upset Green Bay. I really like the 49ers running game with Debo. The very, very physical ball club. That's going to be the Packers going to be able to handle that. 49ers get that running game going. Keep Rodgers on the sideline. Mm-hmm. I like the 49ers. Plus, I got a soft spot for the 49ers. Being a Redskins fan, them beating Dallas made me very, very happy.
You don't believe in the Joe Barry defense.
Oh, God, Joe Barry. Wasn't he our defensive coordinator way back when?
Yes, of course he was.
Yep.
Oh, of course he
Much
was,
maligned.
Yeah.
But now he's got a pretty good defense in Green Bay.
Well, we'll see. I like the 49ers and one game. I like that young man, Debo. I think he's very, very good.
Well,
it'd be tough to stop.
He's all pro.
And they're very, very. Bones is playing too, right?
I think he is. He's questionable, but I think he'll go.
Yeah, as long as he goes, I think they got a shot.
All right, Earl.
Got a shot.
I hope you're right.
Thank you, brother.
All right, brother.
It may have been 2016 since all road teams won.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not that far back.
It's pretty
no,
recent.
It was Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Seattle, Green Bay.
So never wasn't the answer?
Yeah. Bet against
Is that
cakes.
What you're telling me?
Bet against cakes.
Cowboy Todd might be on to something.
It's only 6 years ago.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Talking NFL playoffs on a football Friday, presented by Alarm.com. Keeping you connected to what matters most.
Welcome back to the show, Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. A little birdie just told me in my ear that there are plans underway for a parlay party if our Junkies weekend parlay, that's super duper long odds, comes in if it hits over the weekend.
Where's the bash?
I don't know. You have to ask Valdez, the boys behind the glass.
Drab and I were
plotting.
Plotting and kicking around the idea of making Monday a Junkies drinking show.
Oh, if it hits.
If it hits.
Yeah, I like that idea.
How salty would
he
be?
Oh, he'd be so
well, that's also the...
who knows if he'll be here.
The fun of it.
Yeah. Hey, Valdez, we'd have to make sure to get top shelf liquor for that event.
Well, Drab and I also thought about maybe Cody or Linnell. We could give them time and a half out of our share.
Mm-hmm.
Of the winnings, and then we could participate as well.
I think that's
celebration.
A great idea.
That would be fun. It's not going to happen, but it would be
don't ruin the dream.
Hey, if there is a God, Cakes.
That would be fun. What would my cut be?
It's about 11,200 a piece.
But size.
My FanDuel account would be.
Fantasy losses last year, Cakes.
Sorry.
That would make up for my fantasy losses. Yes, it would. And then some.
Is Jason going to have the 67K on hand though to hook us?
Oh yeah, we need it in cash.
Yeah, I don't want to Omnev
cash money.
Oh, I don't know.
I want you to go to your bank.
It'll be in my account.
You should go to your bank today,
right.
And then set aside so you can go pick it up on Saturday just in case.
I don't even have my FanDuel account attached to my bank.
Hey Valdez, can I ask you something? The guy Ryder who you're picking to win the Amex,
you do that?
Does he have any career wins?
I don't have it attached to him.
Yes, he has two career wins.
Okay. He's in fifth place.
Now one is in the Corn Ferry, but...
Jason, that tells me that if your FanDuel is not attached to your bank account, that you're a big loser. You're not doing any withdrawals.
No, I haven't done any withdrawals.
You just put money in. Keep putting money in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's got...
they love you.
Yeah, but he's got a sugar daddy. FanDuel is his sugar daddy.
I haven't
daddy.
Put any of my money in.
Right. That's the important part.
I haven't put $1 of my money in.
It just magically increases. It just magically reloads.
Right.
And might need another reload. If San Francisco beats Green Bay, my account total is going to be a little bit poopy. So I might need another reload from our man Jack Drillich from FanDuel.
Right. I like how you know his first and last name.
Of course.
But yeah, but if it's got 68,000 in my account, I'm going to have to
have them
wire it right to my account.
It's going to be more fun if you come in with the honey buns instead of wiring us the cash.
Yeah, yeah, we don't want
you
that.
Just give us big bricks of cash.
All right, well, let's worry about that on Monday. Let's just hope the Bengals come to play at 4:30 tomorrow because that's the first play.
We're also thinking about hiring a clown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're bringing a clown in studio.
Chuckles, yeah. We know one.
Balloon animals. And basically, he's there to symbolize EB's clown bets.
We haven't heard from Chuckles in forever.
No, we haven't.
It's been years.
Well, maybe his schedule's all booked up.
I understand Cincinnati's the first play, but like if Ryder has a terrible round, I liked your rationale that he's played the toughest of the three courses.
Yes, the stadium course.
But let's say he plays the easy course today.
Yeah.
And he's like three over, then we're done.
There's 0% chance Sam Ryder will shoot three over on that hit and giggle La Quinta course.
I have a sweat on Sam Ryder today.
Yeah,
there's 0% chance he will shoot over par on that Muni that he's playing.
And when does Kekmanovic play?
To 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
So it's tomorrow evening. All right.
You're gonna have movement in your pants when Sam Ryder is a 14 under and a T2 heading into the weekend.
Well, I got butt sized. We had a shot.
How many wins does Ryder have on the tour?
Two. On tour, one.
On PJ Tour, he's got a PJ Tour.
He's got a Corn Fairy selling.
And it might have been the Puerto Rican shootout.
Oh, okay, I don't know if that's a PJ Tour event.
Hey, did you guys hear about that Corn Fairy golfer who DM'd a model?
I did.
No.
Yeah. Ashtar what's his
name? He's like Bakhtia.
Bakhtia, yes. The skinny 19-year-old. Yeah.
The kid who just won? Oh, I didn't see that.
He's got some smoke show carrying his bag that doesn't even know what golf is.
Really?
Yeah, he DM'd some hottie.
He asked for a putter. She gives him like a pitching wedge.
He weighs about as much as this pen that I have in my hand.
Yeah, but he can swing it.
Oh, he can play.
Hey, a couple weeks ago, though, didn't we have a serious sweat? It was to win only $4,000. I know it's not $67,000 because I hit that special teams play. Did Rom end up winning his tournament?
No, he lost to Cam Smith. But I can't help it. I can't help it if Rom shoots the course record and then goes 64, 64, 64 and still loses.
Yeah.
I mean, you did all you could.
Isn't that ridiculous that a guy wins at 34 under on tour? I mean, this they just make the game so easy. Well, look, I hope we hit it. The odds are just.
Drab wants to hire a mariachi band.
Oh, so wait, you're blowing all the winnings. I mean, you have a clown, top shelf liquor, mariachi band. You're going to pay Linnell and Cody Betts double time so you guys can throw back drinks. We're blowing all the winnings.
I know.
No,
but
that's coming out of their share.
Okay.
No, it's a group effort.
Oh, okay.
A couple $100 from everyone.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody
chip in 500.
Hey, look, if I got $11,000, I'm happy to throw $500 in the kitty. I'm more than happy.
Hey, you're gonna be butt sized when that trumpet's playing from the mariachi band, and we dropping $10,000 on your fingertips.
You know what? They can play La Cucaracha for 4 hours straight. I don't care.
By the way, if
keep playing,
if we hit that would go national. We'd be national newsworthy.
Oh yeah,
radio show, morning radio show in D.C. hits a $68,000 16.
Steve Shaney would come in.
FanDuel should basically do another endorsement.
100%.
Are we going to
sign up again?
Are we going to go 0-6?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
It's a lot of hype over here.
Kicks took Cincinnati. He likes the Bengals.
I do. By the way, the last time I took the Bengals, I believe I had them laying like 10 points against the stupid Jets.
Right.
And I think the Jets might have won the game outright.
Yeah.
So let's not go spending all our money on mariachi bands already.
Two anytime touchdowns. Gronk is actually +110. I took Van Jefferson. Yeah. I mean, you got OBJ, Cup.
He's at best third or fourth fiddle.
Hey, do you think we could hire flamenco dancers, too?
Sure.
To go with the mariachi.
You can do it all.
Is Aaron going to come in?
Oh, you know what else we
come
need?
In.
Of course.
Omelet guy. He needs to be an omelet guy.
Spanish omelet.
Oh, yeah, we need food for
our
party.
Yeah, if we're getting hammered nice and early, omelet guy's a must.
Hey, by the way, I noticed I get water bottles from like this little office that we have, green room, storage room, whatever, and we never use these bottles of wine that my guy Justin from Metropolitan Movers brought, Metropolitan Moving and Storage. There was like a bottle of Camus and two other bottles, and Jason was supposed to do like a wine test. Mm. What I noticed is there's only two bottles left.
I gave,
did somebody grab one?
Gave it to B. Mitch and Finley because they're having some show or whatever, and they're asking for booze, so I gave
it
to them.
I thought this might have been a squeaker's court where somebody was like, ooh, I'm going to use this and gift it to my mom.
No, I gave it to JP and Brian.
Okay,
when
so
they had their heat, like they had something going on. They wanted booze, so I gave it to them. Hope that's okay.
It's fine.
I would love to hit this.
I took wine from JP's house to a Christmas party.
Oh, nice.
Well, I was the last one at JP's house for his Christmas party, mm-hmm. or his book, the P1 party, and he said, everybody brought wine tonight.
I had a lot of bottles.
And so I just took a bunch home and then started taking them to Christmas dinner.
So you brought.
Everybody was loving the wine I brought.
As the gift.
That's silly.
My in-laws thought I was silly.
It was probably good wine, too.
It was like a $35. It had the price tag on it. $35 bottle of wine.
Leave it
on. You definitely kept the price tag on.
Of course I did.
You showed up with JP's wine and my cheesecake.
Yep. That's right.
The cheesecake. I wanted to taste that cheesecake that you hyped up.
That is a strong.
Can you make it another time, Valdez?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, I'll make it for Monday.
Yeah.
We hit the parlay. Sweet. Dare to dream.
That would be awesome.
What would you do? What would you do with your money?
Today Show. If we hit that.
What would you do with the money, Jason?
Maybe he can actually
just a free 11K.
I'd put it right in my savings.
He can travel to Milan first class.
Yeah, you should use that to go see your daughter in Switzerland.
Yeah, you're free rolling.
Nah, it's going to go to other things. It's going to go to other things. It's going to pay off credit card bills. It's going to go to college tuition. That's what it's going to do.
You're no fun.
I could buy so many new beanies with 11 grand. Just think.
You just stack them cakes? You have to have over 100. Like, are they just stacked on top of each other? Like in one?
No, I've got like one of those over the back door, like the slots. I slot all the beanies. Got all the Caps beanies together. Got all the Raiders beanies together. Got all the Hurting Freebies strung together. I've got a system.
Gotcha. All right, we got Matt Verderam, NFL writer for FanSided. It is a Football Friday, so we'll get back to the NFL playoffs with Matt. Football Friday, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.